2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 4:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. Broken clouds, a breeze, and 67 degrees. KSL's top story. A young woman in Orem says she's being thrown out of her apartment because of a mental health issue. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce says she shared her suicidal thoughts with her roommates.
That's when she says she got a notice from her landlord that doing so violated her lease because it caused undue stress and harm to her roommates. They'd been the ones who had told the landlord about what she said. The woman, who wishes to remain anonymous, is a little surprised about what happened, but says things like this make it harder for people with mental health issues to come forward.
BYU clarified this is not one of their approved student housing units. After the eviction notice went viral online, the Ventana Apartments has so far not returned our calls for comment. KSL News Time 431. Salt Lake County health officials say the COVID spike is having an especially big impact on seniors. They say you should still visit your older relatives, but it's not safe to have family get-togethers. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Health officials say it appears a lot of the viral spread is coming from smaller social gatherings, and that's where younger, asymptomatic people see their elderly loved ones. County Mayor Jenny Wilson says the virus is especially dangerous for people in their 80s.
18% of those who face COVID-19 are passing away. And that's not okay.
County Aging and Adult Services Director Paul Leggett says they have a new tablet lending program free for seniors. And people can use those devices for things like Skype calls or to participate in virtual senior center activity.
We already know this population is one that sometimes gets a little bit forgotten about in the best of times.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 432. Down south, it was full speed ahead for college football, but not anymore. Todd Fuchs says the very latest developments.
Jeff, just a few days ago, the University of Florida's coach asked for permission to fill their stadium with 100,000 people. Today, the Gators shut down their football program with more than 20 players testing positive. Florida Athletic Director Scott Strickland thinks the outbreak may have come from the team's trip to Texas A&M last weekend.
Really have no obvious answers about the origin of the spread, but there's suspicion that the trip this past weekend to College Station probably was at the root of it.
And we just got word that Alabama head coach Nick Saban has tested positive, and their athletic director has it too. Second-ranked Alabama is supposed to play third-ranked Georgia on Saturday night. A Latter-day Saint leader told an international forum today that religion should not be labeled as a non-essential activity during the pandemic. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
Elder David A. Bednar said there must be respect, accommodation, and cooperation where government and secular officials can work with religious groups instead of shutting them down. He said billions of people view religion as fundamental to their very core, and getting cut off from that is detrimental. He spoke via video to the G20 Interfaith Forum.
Another church official, Sister Sharon Eubank, will speak Saturday to the forum about the work by Latter-day Saint charities in countries around the world. 11 hours later, Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is done answering questions. Maria Chaleos, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, the president's Supreme Court nominee carefully answering today's barrage of questions and avoiding any stand on controversial issues. For example, she told Senator Cory Booker she would not take the bait and weigh in on the Trump administration's policy to separate children from their parents at the southern border.
I'm not expressing assent or dissent with the morality of that position. I just can't be drawn into a debate about the administration's immigration policy.
Well, right. While Democrats continue to pepper the nominee with questions, Republicans praise the judge.
With Amy Barrett, the best is yet to come. So, in another time, in another place, you would get everybody's vote. It's not about you. It's about us. Somehow we have lost our way.
A vote is expected in the Senate Judiciary Committee tomorrow. Incorrect ballots were sent out to more than 28,000 voters in Pennsylvania. The problem was caught when voters called and complained. Elections manager David Voy blames the company contracted to handle the ballots.
I apologize for it and commit to you that we will do everything in our power to ensure we are not plagued by any other issues.
Corrections are now underway. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
There are dueling presidential town halls tomorrow night, and one of the networks showing one is facing blowback. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ayres reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
Angry tweets to boycott NBC flooded Twitter, the hashtag trending. It comes after the network announced they're airing a town hall with President Trump at the exact same time as Joe Biden's tomorrow night on ABC. The two men were supposed to debate tomorrow night. That was canceled after Mr. Trump refused to debate virtually. Biden's town hall was put on the books after that. The dueling town halls air tomorrow at 7 local time. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ayres, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 4:35.
So, Ricky, I understand the problem on I-15 is small potatoes now.
Yeah, we did have it originally reported as a bag of potatoes in the road, southbound I-15. I think it was a little bit before 90th South. Then we had an accident in that area. It got quickly moved out of traffic over to the right shoulder. But now we have southbound I-15 really all jammed up. And that goes from 4500 South to 90th South. And Jeff, I hate to say it, but we are now at emergency traffic for southbounders on I-15. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll follow that closely. Friends, are you afraid of spiders? I think that's arachnophobia. And I just learned a new one, thalassophobia, which is fear of open bodies of water like the ocean. Coming up, the most common phobia in the state of Utah. What is it? My minute of news is on the way next.
Don't be shocked by the tone of my voice.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.